Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is June 14, 2023. I'm Benjamin, of course, and tonight we're divinely directed. So super glad everybody is here. And I want to acknowledge the folks in the live call who are currently present. So thank you for your presence. Anjali, Angela, Bree, Carmen, Carrie, Donna, Jeannie, Karen, Laura, Marilyn, Pam, and Stephanie, all familiar names. So glad you all have returned. And tonight we open in the usual way. After the intro, we do the directions, calling the allies, setting the sacred container. We go into embodied awakening, and then we say, allies, y'all know best, whatever we need, let's do it. And then we all relax, and each of us uniquely receives the healing or awakening or spiritual experience that serves our highest good. And of course, all this is true whether you're live or on the recording, doesn't matter. So I say, let's get into it. So as always, I make the request that if you're present live or on the recording, that you please give us your undivided attention. That will be better for your experience, and because we all magically create the shared field in the Akashic Records, whether we're live or in the recording. Please do only this. It'll serve you. It'll serve everybody else. If you need to leave early, that's okay. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the container. They'll do so, and you can leave without causing any disruption.
Excuse me.
The yawns are not fatigue. It's just energy moving. These calls last about an hour usually, so count on about that long. And I think that's all the prep. I'll tell you more as you need to know. Oh, the energy is already in sweet, so looks like it's going to be a powerful night. So I invite you to begin by closing your eyes. Become aware of how your physical body feels. Add on the awareness of your energy body, if you can feel that. And I'm going to invite you to rest in passive awareness as I call the directions, call on the allies, and set up the container. If you feel energy moving, just let that be what you notice passively. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. And that has proved to be the best way to get the most benefit from the setup phase. So here we go. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocham, Inti, Kriti. I am that I am. To set up myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and higher dimensional awareness. Higher self, please merge with and run Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Alrighty. For everybody, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call Rio French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Williams, Apu Mount McKinley, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy, to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, that's a strong container. Anybody, live or on the recording, who wishes to call in additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to call them now. Thank you. Everybody, now feel your body and energy field again. See if they feel different. Alrighty, time to call in embodied awakening. So this, of course, is where you invite your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. All sorts of good things happen from this, so let's call it in. We're about to do 8 words. Speak them out loud to your higher self if possible. If not, think them. Please begin now if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Let the words go, become completely passive. Let your higher self soak into you like water into a sponge. If you notice you got distracted, just gently come back to feeling energy moving in your body. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. And use the least effort needed to feel whatever you're feeling. That might even be no effort at all. I'm feeling it deep and strong. Thank you, allies. When you're in embodied awakening, all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you're already there, just relax into it. If you're not quite there, stay passive and just let it get as strong as it can. The more passive you are, the more potent the embodied awakening can become. Thank you, allies. All right, so just once again, check to see if you're there. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. Even if you meet all the criteria, your embodied awakening can always go deeper. There's always another sweeter deepening of it that you can't even imagine yet, but you know it when you get there. As far as I know, that progression is infinite. It always gets better. All right, I believe we're ready to get this divinely directed cooking. Allies, we are so grateful for your presence. Thank you for the privilege of coming here for our divinely directed event. So we turn it over to you guys. We know that each of you is aware of exactly what the highest good of each of us humans is, whether we're live or on the recording. I know you'll give all of us equal benefit either way. And we ask, allies, you now give each of us whatever the highest good experience is, whether it's ecstatic awakening or a healing process, we know you won't give us too much. You know, you'll monitor each of us constantly and make sure each of us only gets what we're ready for. And humans, that means y'all can relax and be fully open to whatever's happening. I invite you to release all preference about whether a given moment's experience is challenging or blissful. It is purposeful either way. The third Chinese patriarch of Zen famously said, "The way is not difficult for those who have no preferences." So relax, and I'll narrate my experience, which tends to mirror most of the folks, but if your experience is different, then I invite you to simply relax into whatever your experience is. If it does not match my description, go with what's happening for you. Please do not use effort to match my description. There may be extended silences. I may or may not play music, depends if the allies guide me to do it. Let's just relax and see what happens. If you go into a healing process, Allow your body to do whatever it wants to do to release heavy energy that could be shaking or vibrating or trembling, crying, making sound. You may want to get up and make large motions of some kind to move energy, just whatever the body spontaneously wants to do. I invite you to allow that if possible, if that happens. If you're just still and silent, that's fine too. I'm feeling some heavy energy starting to release through my hands and my feet. It looks like at least some of us are kicking off with some healing energy. If you're in a healing phase, then just a whole gentle full body awareness. Unless a particular area is feeling significantly challenged, where there's obviously a center of action, then you can gently hold awareness in that area. Wherever you hold your attention is where the healing power will be strongest. And just use barely enough effort to completely feel whatever's happening. I'm getting a good drain out my hands. Good heavy energy flush. Thank you, allies. Those heavy energy flushes are the quickest way to pop into your next level of awakening. So I always welcome those. Once a great onion layer peels, more divine light comes through and consciousness pops up a notch. I'm being notified that some of us are processing on behalf of Ukraine. So if you feel that kind of energy coming through, just let it pass through. Some of us who are capable are often given the opportunity to be of service beyond ourselves on these calls. So if that's happening for you, just consider it an honor and a privilege. I'm feeling energy in the hands that isn't quite wanting to drain. So that could be because one or more folks are trying to use effort in some way. So I strongly encourage you, if you're in a healing process, just to relax, become completely passive. Definitely feel what's happening, but don't try to affect it from your ego. Please just be the passive witness of whatever's up. Please allow these beautiful divine allies to do all the healing work for you. in my experience, that's way more effective than anything ego-based that you'd be able to do. Yeah, we got a better flow now. Thank you. Yeah, still getting strong drainage out all four limbs. Now there's a sweeter, more blissful energy coming through. Again, please go with your experience, whether or not it matches my description. And I'm now feeling more like a being of energy than a being of flesh. Lots of good heavy energy drainage out the hands, especially for me. It all goes down to Mother Earth, and she happily takes care of that for us. Yeah, they're shaking me up pretty good to loosen some things up now. And just relax into whatever your experience is. Mine has been mostly healing so far tonight. Just let yours be whatever it is. Let the wisdom of these beautiful divine allies serve you. I'm getting sort of a both and experience. There's still a lot of heavy energy drainage, but a pretty decent amount of bliss as well, all at the same time. The energy remains strong. Just as always, relax, be passive. Let the allies give you their gifts of healing and awakening. The more passive you are, the more they can help you. Yeah, it's got a big shake up, and now they're dumping a lot of heavy energy on my hands and a fair amount out my feet as well. Yeah, nice strong healing flow out the hands. Again, let your experience be whatever it is without preference. I'm starting to feel that group blending pretty strong. So some of us at least are consciously merging with others in this event at a higher level. If you're noticing that, just enjoy that along with everything else. Please don't use effort to experience that. It happens automatically once you're awake enough to be aware of it. At that level, there is no individual awareness. It's just a energetic soup of blended being. Quite lovely. The healing energy is getting very intense now. Just relax into it the best you can if it feels pretty strong. If it feels super strong, you can say to the allies, please make me large enough to comfortably contain this. Again, that's please make me large enough to comfortably contain this. Then back to passive awareness. The healing focus continues. Lots of intense energy in my body right now. At no point has any of this healing energy been associated with an image or a thought for me. It's reinforcing the idea that you can have powerful healings and never have a clue what it was. I call them ignorance is bliss healings. The allies are expressing gratitude to those of you who are passively holding space because you're helping create a beautiful container for everyone else. Thank you. You're doing it for yourself and for everybody else. I'm grateful. Still feeling a strong flush out the hands. Based on what I'm feeling, just about everybody's doing a fabulous job of allowing the process. Well done, everybody. Feeling a little more physical body presence now. Yeah, we're definitely embodying a little earlier than usual on this call. So see if you're noticing a greater awareness of your physical form. See if you notice these divine energies coming into your physical body and upgrading it. I'm back. Interesting. So see if you too have a sense of being returned to your physical body if you've been elsewhere. See if you feel these energies you were working with in the body more strongly. Kind of giving you a next level baseline to work from moving forward. And the following is being prompted. Allies, we thank you for this good medicine. Thank you for blessing everybody on this call, live and on the recording. Allies, please extend this blessing to all beings on earth. Radiate it to those who will be served by it. So now lots of beams are going out to other beings. We humans just stay completely passive, let the allies take care of everything. Thank you, allies. Now, please extend this blessing beyond Earth to all beings everywhere who can benefit from this energy. And they're extending it out into the universe. Because this is being transmitted from infinite source. There's plenty of energy to go around, and we actually get a little bonus energy because we're sharing. So we'll end up a little more abundantly blessed by the time the sharing's all over. With more energy than when we started. Than when we started the sharing, to be specific. So deep. It's like I'm in my body and not in it all at the same time. I can feel a refocusing in the physical body. Yeah. Allies, anything further for highest good before we close? Thank you. All right. I'm going to close the mesa. Pachamama. Mama Kia, we're a coach in tea. Thank you, allies. Beautiful energy. Wow. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you stay with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you so much, allies. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Thank you so much. Whew. And that formally closes the container. So if you have something you got to do, you can leave whenever you wish. If you'd rather hang around and speak or type, that is welcome. Unmuting is now available. You're also welcome to type in the chat window. If anyone has a question or comment about nothing or anything or whatever, we'll leave a little time for some sharing or questioning. I'm still so altered by this energy. I had a good time. Patricia types, that was awesome and sublime. Thanks all. My sentiments exactly, Patricia. Thank you. For me, it was mostly a healing experience, but now that we're done, I'm just so blissed out. As always, the allies are holding beautiful space, even though we formally dismiss them. They like to hang around and help. Anybody else have a question or comment? Hey, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
Hey, it's Nicole. Sorry, I'm on. I couldn't get the regular Zoom link to work, so I called in from my phone. Doesn't identify me.
It's all right.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that was very possibly my favorite session so far.
Wow.
I felt tons of energy coming into my crown and sort of kind of the interior fontanelle area, and it felt like it was sort of both a healing and kind of like, I don't know, blessing energy, just divine energy. And I was feeling this just incredibly like filled with supernal light and sort of gold, silver, platinum colors, just incredibly blissful and beautiful and divine. And
nice.
Wow, it was really wonderful. Yeah, I felt a lot of work being done on my hand also.
Oh, good.
Yeah, which was really cool. Generally throughout my body, a lot of stuff being worked on. At one point towards the end, I actually felt like they were restructuring the bones of my face.
Wow.
It's a really cool feeling. Yeah.
Fabulous. Sounds like all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. This was really neat.
And thanks for your eloquent description of your experience too.
Okay.
All right, wonderful feedback. Thank you, Nicole. And someone else was unmuted too, but they muted again. So if that other person wants to unmute and share, you're sure welcome to do so. Anybody else who wants to share or ask anything? Wow, the energy is still so strong. Jeannie has typed, this energy at the end is greater than even during the process. Very healing. Nice add-on to the invocations on Monday. Thank you. Never know what learnings I will get. Blissed here. Thank you, Jeannie. Thanks for that awesome feedback. Glad you had a positive experience. Yeah, last time we did a poll, this was one of the most highly rated events, divinely directed. People really liked this one in the poll. Breeds typed, yes, this was amazing. I started out feeling cool and warmth at the same time, and then big yawns. Then came waves of bliss. I felt my energy body for sure. This was a great session. I healed immensely. Whoa, that's amazing, Bree. Well done. Does anybody else have any feedback? Michelle says, wonderful experience. Felt the transition from energy to body at the end. Excellent. Anjali says, among the best still working. Nice. So I take that to mean this was among the best events she's experienced in her many years with Awakening Plus and still working. I assume the energy is still having its way with her. And then Angela says, I feel like I'm floating on a cloud. Felt lots of energy work happening all over. Amazing. Darn, we're getting some good feedback today. So glad people have had such wonderful experiences. Yeah, the odds are still very present. The energy field is still very strong. Anybody else before we wrap it up? As a reminder, tomorrow night on June 15, we're going to do our monthly community support event. So that is not recorded. So if you want to come and connect with other members and maybe get some support for something you're going through, that's what it's for. So I would love to see as many of you there as feel called to attend. Oh, yes. Is that
a question about that?
Sure.
Will there be actual healing on that call, or is it just talking, or how does that work? I haven't been to one.
The community support is more of a verbally focused call, so it's designed more for sharing and questions and just, you know, sometimes it gets real intense with people bringing up major issues. Other times it's more light and conversational, but it is more for talking than healing.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question.
Good to know. Thank you.
Yeah. Right now our format is the Monday and Wednesday calls are energetic. The Thursday calls are, you know, conversational and social.
Got it. Thanks.
Okay, great. Good question, Nicole. All right, last call for questions and comments. All righty, wow. So grateful you all should have re-jumped in. Says thank you and have a great night, Ida family. Thank you, Bree, for those good wishes. And we'll call it a night. Thank you all so much for helping co-create this wonderful event. And hope to see lots of you tomorrow night for community support. Many blessings all. Good night.